Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get time. Or, you know, don't wait till you get time. Do it now. Go to my website and find all the things that Joel Ababa has said to us over the years as a longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 2006 when he first joined us. And you can find him in his suite, the suite that we prepared just for him at smallbusinessadvocate.com, plus all the other things. We've got thousands of Brain Trust members and tens of thousands of pieces of audio and written content that you can find there, things that are available in categories. You can search for it. We got my blog is there, our knowledge base is there, the newsletter is there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. It's free. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week a different question. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Joel Ababa is the Franchise King. His new book is coming out. Joel, tell us the title of the book you're working on.
Okay, let me catch my breath here. Become a Franchise Owner, The Startup Guide to Lowering Risk, Making Money, and Owning What You Do.
Wow. I like that title. I know it's long, but it's very intuitive. I think maybe under the circumstances that long of a title is appropriate. And Joe, when we went to the break, you were telling us about this test website, takethefranchisetest.com, is that it?
Takethefranchisequiz.com.
And so that quiz will tell you if you're franchise material or not. So here's my question. If I took that quiz and it said that I wouldn't be a good franchise prospect, then I think that pretty much is the die is cast there, and I probably shouldn't try to be a franchisee. But what if it says I'm a franchisee prospect? Could that person become a regular entrepreneur, do you think?
I think that's a great question. I think that someone who answers the questions the way that I have them set out and answers them in a more positive way towards being a franchisee could also be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
and do a pure startup of their own. But what the quiz tells me when certain answers are answered in a certain way is that it would probably be better if it was someone else's idea, because they've already shown me through their answers that they're comfortable following a system, and that's kind of what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so the reason I'm wanted to point that out, folks, if you take the test, you know, just be warned that when you're going to get an answer, you're going to get a conclusion from this test.
So
you probably ought to believe it. I mean, you know, whatever you may not like what the test tells you, but you know, it's probably to help you out, especially to help you understand whether you should be a franchisee or not. Okay, so next steps. Here's that same person that came to you and said, okay, I've taken your advice, and I went to and took the test, and I've thought about it, and the test said that I might actually be a prospect to be a franchisee. And so what do you tell them now? What's the next step?
I tell them to not go to any franchise websites. even though there are some really good ones out there. I have a strategic partner, Franchise Direct, and they have, you know, they do a nice job. They provide a lot of information and have a lot of really good looking tile ads.
But it's not time to shop
franchises.
Yet.
Yes?
It's not time to shop yet. Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's not time to shop. Thank you. It is time to say, wait a second. I have no idea what I want yet. Okay? I'm not going to start by looking at every submarine sandwich shop or every rib place or every cleaning company and saying, oh, I'd be perfect for that. What I want people to do is take a piece of paper and do that Ben Franklin kind of thing where you draw a line down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And the left side, what have you been good at in the past professionally? What have you really shined at? And on the other side, what are you not so good at? Once you can hone in on the stuff
this is
you're
a
really
time
good
for,
at.
This is a time for brutal honesty about yourself.
That's right. Once you can do that, then you can start honing in on opportunities that fit the skill sets that you bring to the table.
What do I do with that information? What, when I do that, the Ben, what we used to call the Ben Franklin close,
mm-hmm.
you know, assets on the left and
right.
liabilities on the right, or vice versa. I don't care which side you put them on, as long as you keep them separated. Once you, when you do that, what is the information going to tell you about franchising?
It's going to tell you what types of business models in franchising you may want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you, here's a specific example. Let's say that your strengths have been in operations,
yeah.
in the behind the scenes, in running the show, okay? But on the liability side, sales was kind of low.
You like, you mean maybe you don't like people? Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, maybe I don't. This is the time to say to yourself, I probably do better in a business where I don't have to go out and find the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not that comfortable nor that good at sales, and why should I pretend that I am?
Right.
So use the other things instead.
Or if the test showed that you wouldn't like being sitting inside of a store all day long, you'd rather be out, you know, out in the marketplace.
Right, shaking hands, networking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is the opposite of
different types of businesses.
Yeah, so you might not be good with a sub shop, but you might be good with a cleaning company or something like that.
That's right, or a printing place where you go out and find customers to do print jobs.
Right.
For. Mm-hmm. Business to business.
Right. Exactly. Hold on. Hey, give us the website again and give us your website, the regular website.
Sure. The website for the quiz is takethefranchisequiz.com, and my website where everything happens is www.thefranchisekingblog.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. It's a great blog, too, by the way, folks. Tintail, right back with Joel Abava. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
And I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.